Chabachasu, Kachishu,
Chabachasu, Kachishu,
Naveda Gatim Brahman.
Namedasvam Gatim Brahman.
Janavailoka Etasmin.
Janavailoka Etasmin.
Vidya Kama Kama Bhi.
Vidya Kama Kama Bhi.
Javachasu Gatishu.
Javachasu Gatishu.
Namedasvam Gatim Brahman.
Namedasvam Gatim Brahman.
Janavailoka Etasmin.
Janavailoka Etasmin.
Avidya Kama Kama Bhi.
Avidya Kama Kama Bhi.
Uchavachasu Gatishu.
Uchavachasu Gatishu.
Navedasvam Gatim Brahman.
Navedasvam Gatim Brahman.
Janavailoka Etasmin.
Janavailoka Etasmin.
Avidya Kama Kama Bhi.
Avidya Kama Kama Bhi.
Avidya,
without knowledge,
karma,
because of desires,
karma bihi,
by activities,
ucha,
among superior,
avachasu,
and inferior,
gatishu,
destinations,
naveda,
does not recognize,
Islam,
his own,
gatim.
Destination.
Brahman.
Wandering.
Translation purport by Disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna thought, certainly people in this world are wandering among higher and lower destinations, which they achieve through activities performed according to their desires and without full knowledge. Thus, people do not know their real destination. This should be Lord Krishna thought.
Certainly
people in this world
are
wandering among higher and lower destinations, which they achieve through activities performed according to their desires and without full knowledge. Thus people do not know their real destination. See, Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately explained how this verse applies to the eternally liberated residents of Sri Vrindavan, the Lord's abode. One of the fundamental philosophical principles of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the distinction between the two types of illusion, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya, the spiritual and material states of existence, respectively. Although Krishna is God, the omnipotent, omniscient, supreme being, his intimate associates in the spiritual world love him so much that they see him as their beloved child, friend, lover, and so on, so that their ecstatic love can transcend the boundaries of mere reverence. They forget that Krishna is the supreme God of all the universes, and thus their pure intimate love expands unlimitedly. One may consider the activities of treating Krishna as a helpless child, a handsome boyfriend, or a playmate to be a manifestation of avidya, ignorance of Lord Krishna's position as God. But the residents of Vrindavan are in fact ignoring the secondary majesty of Krishna and focusing intensely on his infinite beauty, which is the essence of his existence. Okay, so far? Yes? Okay. In fact, describing Lord Krishna as the supreme controller and God is almost a type of political analysis, referring as it does to a hierarchy of power and control. Such analysis of levels of power and hierarchies of rule is significant in a context in which one entity is not fully surrendered in love to a higher entity. In other words, control becomes visible or is consciously felt as control when there is resistance to that control. To cite a simple example, a pious, law-abiding citizen sees a policeman as a friend and well-wisher, whereas a criminal sees him as a threatening symbol of punishment. Those who are enthusiastic about government policies feel not that the government is controlling them, but rather that it is helping them. Thus, Lord Krishna is seen as controller, and hence as the Supreme God, by those who are not fully enchanted by his beauty and pastimes. Those fully in love with Krishna focus on his sublime, attractive features because of the nature of their relationship with him. They do not much notice his controlling power. I'll repeat that again. Those fully in love with Krishna focus on his sublime, attractive features and, because of the nature of their relationship with him, do not much notice his controlling power. Okay? A simple proof that the residents of Long Prabhu, a simple proof that the residents of Braja have transcended lower states of God consciousness rather than failed to attain them, is the fact that throughout the pastimes of the Lord, they often remember that Krishna is God. Usually they are astonished at this remembrance, having been fully absorbed in seeing Krishna as their friend, lover, and so on. The word karma is conventionally used to indicate a material desire, or else a spiritual desire so intense that it becomes somehow analogous to intense material desires. Still, the fundamental distinction remains. Material desire is selfish and self-gratificatory. Spiritual desire is free of selfishness, being wholly for the pleasure of the other, the Lord. Thus, the residents of Vrindavan executed their daily activities solely for the pleasure of their beloved
Krishna.
Krishna. Who?
Krishna.
Krishna. It should be remembered that the entire purpose of Krishna's descent into this world is to attract living beings back home, back to
Godhead.
Two things are required for this. That his pastimes display the beauty of spiritual perfection, and that they somehow seem relevant and hence interesting to the conditioned souls of this world. The Bhagavatam often states that Lord Krishna plays just like a youthful actor, and he undoubtedly engages his eternal devotees in a dramatic presentation. Thus, Lord Krishna here muses to himself, that means thinks to himself, that people in this world certainly do not know their ultimate destination, and with an obvious touch of the facetious, means humorous, he also thinks in this way about his own eternally liberated associates who are playing in this world like ordinary members of a cowherd village. Apart from the double meaning obviously present in this verse, when it is applied to Krishna's liberated associates, Krishna here makes an entirely direct and pointedly critical observation about ordinary people. When applied to conditioned souls who are actually wandering throughout the universe, his statement that people are acting out of ignorance and lust is not mitigated by any deeper spiritual meaning. People in general are simply ignorant, and they do not seriously consider their ultimate destination. As usual, Lord Sri Krishna is able to say many profound and complex things in a few simple words. How fortunate we are that God is not a dry field of energy, a transcendent, effulgent blob, or nothing at all, as various people would have it. In fact, he is the most wonderful personality of Godhead, full of absolute personal qualities, and certainly whatever we can do, he can do better, as evidenced by his brilliant way of speaking. Shri Prabhupada King,
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada's disciples King,
Jai.
Om Gana Timurandasya, Anandana Salakaya, Chakra Miritam Dena, Asana Shri Kurvena, Shri Chaitanya Rupestam, Abhitam Nena Bhutale, Svayam Rupa Padamayam, Rati Svapanantikam, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Previously, we heard how Nanda Maharaj was entered into the water in the dark of night, disregarding that the time was inauspicious. A demoniac servant of Varuna seized him and brought him to his master. O king, not seeing Nanda Maharaj, the coward took Nanda Maharaj was taking bath and he got drowned. He was stolen by a henchman of demigod Varuna. She was bathing at the wrong time. And so the coward man loudly cried out, "O Krishna, O Rama!" Lord Krishna heard their cries and understood that his father had been captured by Varuna. Therefore, the Almighty Lord, who makes his devotee famous, went to the court of Varunadev. Seeing that the Lord, Rishikesh, had arrived, the demigod Varuna worshipped him with elaborate offerings. Varuna was in a state of great jubilation upon seeing the Lord, and he spoke as follows. Sri Varuna said, "Now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, now the goal of my life is achieved, O Lord. Those who accept your lotus feet, O personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. My obeisance is unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Soul, within whom there is no trace of illusory energy which orchestrates the creation of this world. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please forgive us. O Krishna, O seer of everything, please give your mercy even to me, O Govinda. You are most affectionate to your father. Please take him home." Shukadeva Goswami said, "Thus satisfied by Lord Varuna, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of Lords, took his father and returned home, where their relatives were overjoyed to see him. Nanda Maharaj had been astonished to see for the first time the great opulence of Varuna, the ruler of the ocean planet, and also to see how Varuna and his servants had offered such humble respect to Krishna. Nanda described all this to his fellow cowherd men. Hearing about Krishna's pastimes with Varuna, the cowherd men considered that Krishna must be the Supreme Personality, the Supreme Lord. And their minds, O King, were filled with eagerness. They thought, will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his transcendental abode? And there was a prayer point here. The coward men were filled with excitement upon hearing how Krishna had gone to the abode of Varuna to rescue his father. Suddenly realizing that they were in fact dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they joyfully conjectured among themselves about their auspicious destination after finishing their present life. Because he sees everything, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically understood that the coward men were conjecturing, wanting to show his compassion to them by fulfilling their desires. The Lord thought as follows, today's verse. Lord Krishna thought, certainly people in this world are wandering among higher and lower destinations, which they achieve through activities performed according to their desires without full knowledge. Thus people do not know their real destination. So you can see in this context that Krishna was thinking about the inhabitants of Vrindavan, how they were speculating and realizing Krishna must have been God because he went to see Varuna and fished out his father. And so then they were thinking, where will we go? He's God. Where is our destination? And so then Krishna had this thought in his mind. This is amazing. You know, my eternally liberated souls, my eternal associates, they go with me where, whatever universe I go to perform my pastimes. These coward men come with me, and Maharaj, Mother, Soul, and all the coward men that come with me. And yet now they're thinking, they're thinking like ordinary people. They're thinking, what's going to be my destination? We're with God. Oh, what's God going to give us? What is this life? Oh, that is. But actually, they're the eternally liberated souls. They're way, way beyond being in this material world and getting liberated. They're already liberated. But because of this avijja karma, karma being, because they also have desires, but they're also spiritual desires. They're on what's called yoga maya. They have their individual desires, but they're fulfilling the yoga maya. It means they forget Krishna out of love. They forget Krishna out of love. They forget who they are out of love. They think, oh, I'm an ordinary coward boy. And Krishna's my son, my best friend, my lover, and so on. And it's all out of love, intense love. Or else pastimes couldn't go on. And that's in contrast to us, or to people in this material world, like ourselves. We're in Mahamaya, which means out of envy of God, we come here. We're in a prison house. Whereas the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they're not in the prison house. So it's like Prabhupada gives an example. Sometimes the king visits the prison, and he may even walk around the prison and look in the cells. He may even sit down in the cell. He may even sit with the prisoners and say, how are you doing? What did you do? What crime did you do? And I'll forgive you. You can go free. So he can enter the prison. But anytime, let me out. You can let me out of this prison. Because the king is not under the rules of the prison. He's made the rules of the prison house. So how can it be under them? It's not ordinary people. People think that we're worshipping. A few days ago, I think it was on Saturday. Was anyone on Harinam? We went down Oxford Street, and there was a group of people from another faith. And they were upset that we had deities, right? And it was some confrontation. Because they think they take Krishna as the 150th prophet of somebody else, of Allah. They think, oh, he's just a prophet, Krishna's just a prophet. He's an ordinary man. That's how they understand the scriptures, and that may be good for them. I was listening to a lecture by Prabhupada saying, well, the Vedas describe God in nature, and saying, when we say Veda, it means every scripture. Bible means every scripture. Bible, Quran, it means you reveal because it's the word of God. Giving you some information about. But then he said, well, it's according to time and circumstance that scriptures are revealed to different people in different ways, people under different modes. And then he said, well, Lord Jesus said, thou shalt not kill. That means that the people were used to killing. So he had to say that, thou shalt not kill, in a very kind of blunt way. The different scriptures are there, according to time and circumstance. But they're all information about God, the Word of God. So we think that they think, according to their scripture and according to their teachings, because they don't have proper disciplic succession, that God is an ordinary person. God is Avajananti Mamudha, Nanasintanam Ashutta, Parambhava Majananto Mamabhuta Maheshwara. And this is what we're against. But there's nice stories. I always remember the story of Keshav Bharati. His mother was a very staunch Roman Catholic, and she was dying of cancer. So he was thinking, oh, what shall I do? Stop traveling and stay with my mother? Or what shall I do? Because this that same thing happened to me. My mother was in a nursing home in Dartmouth. I was thinking, shall I carry on traveling, or shall I stay with my mother? So anyway, Keshav Bharati, being soft-hearted, not like me, he decided to stay with his mother, take time off from ISKCON. And so he sat by her bed and read the Krishna book. And he was reading. The first few days, his mother was kind of, now he's taking advantage of me, because I'm helpless, I've got cancer, I'm dying. Now he's trying to brainwash me with this stupid stuff about Krishna. It's, you know, how can God be a person? If he's anything, he's an old man with a beard, and we can't see him anyway. You know, all this stuff. And then, you know, after about the third day, she started to listen. It's kind of the denial phase. Became weaker, and she started to hear, you know, about Krishna and Prabhupada's commentaries, and then after 5 or 6 days, then she was becoming, I want to hear more, tell me more. And in the end of hearing the Krishna, she said, I want to take initiation. So she was on her deathbed, and then Sri Ramaswami had to fly in and give her initiation on her deathbed. So the hearing process is so important. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namantam eva jivanti samaparitam bhavadiya vajam sthane sthita shrutigana tanuvanmanobhya. So that we don't have to change our position. People don't have to change their position. Just like the Sankirtan devotee. He's out on the street selling books. I came back last night, and they're doing their shopping. Okay, we don't say stop shopping. We don't say, you know, don't wear a mini skirt. We don't say stop smoking a cigarette. We don't say, you know, stop, put that bottle of beer down. You know, we don't say that. That's your position. That's where you are right now. But just take this book and hear about Krishna. So last night we came in, and we've been doing a bit of traveling in the south. Came in about 11 o'clock. We got out of the car, and this black guy came over, and he shook. Kurushekhar by the hand. He said, "Thank you very much. You sold me a book. It was really good." And he just walked across the street. "Thanks very much. That's a really nice book. Came back. I've been reading it." So, you know, this is to change people from Mahamaya to Yogamaya, it begins with hearing the possibility that Actually, we're not this body, we're spirit souls. This is not our real home. There's a higher nature. God is a supreme person, just like we are persons. I mean, it's ridiculous. We are persons. How can they say God is not a person? Even if they say personality is an illusion, it's an illusion of what? Just like you see a rope as a snake. There must be a snake exists somewhere. So if you say this is illusion, I'm a person, there must be a person that exists somewhere. So who is that? What is that personality existence? What is the supreme personality? Where all these personalities are coming from? Well, that's Krishna, the all-attractive. So, Hiranandana Maharaj is saying that when our love, attraction for Krishna gets stronger and stronger and stronger, then we leave this Mahamaya, the envy is gone, the hatred of God, the demonic. We're demons, that's why we come to this world. But we can be changed into devotees by the process of Bhakti Yoga. It begins with hearing. Shravanam Ketanam Vishnu, Smaranam Parasevanam, Acharam Vananam Rasyam, Satyam Atanam Vedam. Janma kama cha me divyam eva meva vishita kvata chakvaleyam puna janma nati mamikis. One who knows about that, the activities of Krishna, the appearance and activities, the transcendental nature, doesn't have to take birth again in this material world, but comes to my transcendental abode. So that's what we're all doing. This is the visa department. ISKCON is the visa department. Don't get confused though. In Nepal, we started a youth outreaching program. It was very nice in a skyscraper in the center of town. Patry did it, he's a real genius. He called it VISA, Vaikuntha Institute Spiritual Academy. And we have all the latest, you know, PowerPoint projections about stress management and, all the stuff that they do in Pune for the youth preaching program we have in Nepal. But then some devotees, they take a decision, my visa, maybe I'll get to England. Maybe if I join this car, I'll get to America. So that's not happening here, but it does happen in some countries. They think, oh great, yeah. I'll become a Krishna devotee for some material benefit. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki. Time for some questions. Any questions?
Who wants to go to Krishna Loka?
Some honest people have their hands down. Honest man. But we really want to stay and enjoy this world. Enjoy this one. Become a big sannyasi, big guru, like me. Drive around, fly for here and there. So, any questions, please? Alexis.
Maharaj, thank you for inspiration. I heard somewhere that Srila Prabhupada was not in favor of making a cartoon of the Krishna book, and that it would kind of diminish an actual understanding of Krishna, the person not some kind of favorite, but I'm just wondering if you know something about it.
His question was, I've heard somewhere, the Prabhupada wasn't in favor of cartoons depicting the pastimes of Krishna. Well, I just read this Dhammadhar, the last first volume by Vyasa. Prabhupada was definitely in favor of puppet shows. So I would like to research that. You may have heard somewhere. But I think we should research it more. Prabhupada was in favor of puppet shows, Vishnu Dhanaswami used to be famous for puppet shows. And they used to do skits and dramas. So maybe even a mention of cartoons there. I'd have to check it out. It's on the, did you look it up on the folio? After the Vedanta folio? Put in cartoon, star. And I think there may be a few things. But Papa did say things at different times. He was encouraging the what's called the road show and for quite a while. And then when it started to become, some guy from Broadway came along and said, "Oh, well, I like your show. I went, why don't you come train up by us so you can go on Broadway? Hollywood." His voice so loud, it's great. And then the guy said, "Well, there's one thing we don't want, and that's these deities of Radha and Radha Damodar. We don't want these deities. Because they were traveling everywhere with Radha Damodar during the Arctic. It was very devotional." And then this Broadway guy said, "No, we don't want Radha Damodar." And Vishnu John immediately split. He said, "I don't want roadshow, I want Radha Damodar." He took the deities and his own bus. And started his own program with Radha Damodar. So Vishnu John was very devotional and he did this puppet show. And then the child is a bit like cartoons. Krishna's king and demon. So we have to think what's appropriate according to time and circumstance. So Prabhupada did adjust. Actually he stopped when he heard that the road show had was becoming professional. Prabhupada said, "Stop it." He cancelled it, stopped it. So Prabhupada did say different things at different times, according to circumstance. That means that we have to consider time and circumstance. But there is a film about Krishna, I've seen that actually. I was also a bit apprehensive about it. I'm not so fond of it, of seeing cartoons of Krishna. In fact, I don't even like the Mahabharata, the Indian style ones, the Bollywood ones. Bollywood Mahabharata, just seems to me. But maybe good for some people. Might be good for children. Might be better for children than for adults. They're attracted to Krishna. They used to sing cartoons on TV all the time. Kids watch crazy cartoons all the time. So devotees probably think, well, why don't they see a cartoon of Krishna? They're going to watch cartoons anyway. So why not a cartoon of Krishna? Superhero Krishna. So there are many considerations. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you. So now, back to the reality, the real cartoon. The devotees in London, a living cartoon. Ramakrishna Swami going to Nepal. Blah, blah, blah. If this is a cartoon, if this is a drama, and we're actors on the stage, who is directing it?
Krishna!
Srila Prabhupada, Krishna! Okay. So, Sankirtan yesterday. One devotee going out. Unlucky devotee. And he distributed 10 million books. Seven Lakshmi, and he collected 5 book points, and his name will forever be remembered, at least today, Dr. Pasha! How is it no one went out?
I was sick.
Huh?
I was sick.
You were sick, everyone left. We didn't get results from them. Okay. So, Radharani's Boutique, book 7, and paraphernalia, of course, 232 Lakshmi. Gopinath's Prashadam Restaurant, guests 267, a total of 2,152.47 Lakshmi. So now's the time for the prayer, our prayer to their lordships. Please repeat. Dear Sri Sri Radha Lala Nishwara, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Sri Gaurinitai, and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. If you so desire, please enable us to cooperate together in mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. Sri Sri Radha Nishwara ki, Jagannath Paldev Subhadra ki, Sri Sri Gaurinitai ki, Giri Govardhan ki. First we humbly beg you, no obeisances, and pay obeisances. Sri Sri Radha Nishwara ki.
Need some volunteers to serve in the sadhu.